Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg is convincing users his product will revolutionise the world, but so far it's brought more questions than solutions. This week, Mr. Zuckerberg announced the metaverse will be used for business and work, potentially bringing lots of options to make work easier. But how will metaverse work for our benefit? Xinchen Li asked PhD candidate at Monash University Kate Clark what the metaverse is and why Mark Zuckerberg is promoting it.
So, unfortunately, the metaverse doesn't really have one definition, and it's still a really sort of speculative technology. The head of Facebook, which is now called Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, calls it the embodied internet. And basically, it's a group of services or platforms kind of like the regular internet we have now, but they use virtual reality as a medium instead of flat screens.
What can we do with it?
Because it is such a speculative platform, there are so many different possibilities for the metaverse, some of which I think will eventuate and some that won't. Recently, Zuckerberg announced that Meta will be developing a lot of technology in the field of work, essentially creating digital offices so people can be in the office virtually while still working from home or from wherever they are. But there's lots of other uses as well, like things like gaming, social media, and job training, like, for example, training people to do difficult or dangerous tasks in a much safer virtual environment, like fixing an aeroplane or practicing medical procedures.
What is the difference between working in a metaverse and reality?
So one of the big selling points for a company like Meta is that we can have meetings or work in one space while still being anywhere in the world. It's sort of like Zoom, but we have full body avatars in the metaverse. But this also raises some issues. So firstly, virtual reality headsets need to collect a lot of data in order to work properly, both in terms of how the user moves their body and things like their eye movement and their gaze, but also it needs a lot of data about the physical environment that the user is in as well. So in their newest headset, Meta will actually have front-facing cameras so that they can digitally add element to the user's real-world environment. And all of this data allows them to do really, really interesting things, but it also has some real potential for abuse. In our article, we wrote about how this data collection could mean that bosses have a lot more capacity to spy on and control their workers. The other thing we wrote about was accessibility. So currently, virtual reality technology doesn't really have the capacity to adjust to different body types. And this means that people with disabilities are often unable to use virtual reality, which might mean that they're further marginalized in the workplace. The other thing that might be an issue is that workplaces might be able to essentially like program out certain activities. So this could be anything that the boss doesn't think is productive, or even, you know, making it possible to do something like unionize in a digital workplace as well.
This aspect of the technology is relatively mature, but do we have a relevant matching mature laws and politics in Australia for it?
So at the moment, both in Australia and overseas, there really is not much legislation on virtual reality technology or the metaverse. So often it's left up to the companies themselves to regulate what's going on. And with Meta's previous track record on things like surveillance and digital safety, but also the Australian Communications and Media Authority have just released their research program for the next year, and they're planning to research emerging technologies like virtual reality and the metaverse. So this is a really good start that we need to build on a lot more to kind of get some robust legislation around these technologies.
Are there any other policies across the world that Australia can rely on about this issue?
There really isn't much work internationally either. There's some legislation in the US about monopoly laws and all that kind of stuff, but not really much about digital safety in relation to virtual reality in the metaverse.
What is the community thinking about it?
So at the moment, the metaverse platforms that have been released, there's only a couple that have been released thus far, haven't made it to Australia yet. So they're in the US and I think in some parts of Europe. But there's really very few active monthly users. I think there was an article recently that was less than 100 active users, which is not great. Meta, the company. So I think it's kind of a mixed bag. I think people are interested, but they're quite distrustful of Facebook as a company and all of that kind of stuff.
What is the development direction of the metaverse?
Meta sees virtual reality headsets as taking over things like laptops and computers as the sort of primary technological device that we have in our homes. And they're super confident about this, so much so that I think they're spending roughly $10 billion a year on research and development. So just astronomical amounts of money that are going into virtual reality in the metaverse. And of course, there are some big risks around this, particularly around Meta becoming a monopoly in virtual reality technology. And this is kind of compounded by the fact that Meta wants the metaverse to essentially replace, you know, the internet as we know it now.